Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, October the 28th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. Now, I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which is to be found on your Podbean page, to the left, under Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70 a quarter, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, without further ado, let's have a look at today's offering. Well, I'm going to start by talking about what I call the failing nature of the economy. You hear a lot about MAGA and the Federal Reserve, but I'm here to tell you that neither the Fed nor any other authority can save the US economy from what's coming. You know, we've seen the MAGA cure, and we've seen how it made a sugar high, which actually wore off long ago, and indeed how it worked out. In other words, it didn't, because the real driving force of trouble is deep and sustained interest rate repression. But I will talk a lot about this today, so tune in and find out more. Then I will talk about the value of intuition when it comes to making important decisions. People don't talk about that very much for some reason. The idea of trusting one's gut, which does have its place, funnily enough. And I will talk about some new research which bears that out. Then I come to the Russia probe and how it's now become a criminal inquiry, which is very encouraging, ladies and gentlemen. And then I'm going to talk about a personal success of mine, which is my constant and relentless lambasting of Paul Krugman, the famous prize-winning economist who's full of it, as they say in polite terms. He declared himself to be an imposter. Unusual, but I suppose worthy of some consideration. A little word about that. Anyway, then I'm going to come back and talk about more on Barr's criminal inquiry, the idea that the Attorney General, William Barr, has now decided that criminal activity has taken place, so we can expect to see the concomitant arrests. You know, all kinds of grand jury indictments, hopefully, and some justice for a change. Then I'm going to talk more about WeWork, which I discussed last week, which you probably remember. And then I will talk to conclude the show about Boeing. Usually it's become such an ongoing saga that I have a weekly Boeing comment that I've come to make now in my shows. So we shall have it to conclude today's show. And, you know, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you privately, individually, upon request, 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me to bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times we're living in. So do feel free, select any 3 shows, but I highly recommend that of the latest 3 shows, because they will give you a fresh insight into how I deal with day-to-day issues that come up and how I discuss them. I don't discuss them all, but they are nevertheless fresh in your mind. So, also, by the way, I have a little word which I forgot to mention about a Canadian zoologist who's also a professor at Canada's University of Victoria and has been for 15 years, who got fired because she refused to admit that the polar bear population is declining, which actually she's an expert, a worldwide expert in, and she knows perfectly well that it's not true. Anyway, with that, let me give you my contact information, ladies and gentlemen, because you may well need it if you want to ask for the free shows and other matters. It is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my email address. Again, my initials RWL, my name Martin, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com, which is, by the way, also on the Podbean page at the top. So if you don't write it down, you will find it there. Now, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, as I think many of you know. My Facebook page deals with matters which are a little bit too short for the show. My address there is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. That's all lowercase, all one word, no punctuation. And my Twitter address, which is the one you will need to for my one-liners, is www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. Again, all one word, lowercase, no punctuation. rmwakeupcall. All right, ladies and gentlemen, with that, I will leave you and wish you a wonderful week ahead. I will be back. This is Richard Martin on Friday with another synopsis. Until then, take care of yourselves. Have a great week. Bye-bye.